Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And last week I promised you something, and that I would go to Fashion Island and show you guys this place. Got a good one for you other than that, but a lot to cover. And Joe Biden is going to be the candidate for president on the Democratic side. We generally don't talk about politics, but we're going to cover a lot that's going on right now in this video. So like, subscribe. Plus, we have a sponsor, Dr. Amy, today. And let's get right into it as I ride the escalator here. So this is beautiful. Overlooks the Pacific Ocean. This is Fashion Island. And last week, this was the scene of the crime where a tourist was here from New Zealand and happened to get out of the car at the wrong spot, and thugs came out and robbed her. That simple. Now, her, you know, she passed away. They arrested those people, and thank God, because they're going to be charged with, you know, murder for what they've done. And but this is terrible because, again, one of the richest malls in all of America, to say the least. It's an absolutely beautiful spot, and you know, it's terrible. But one thing I wanted to mention and talk about was all this talk about Joe Biden being, you know, stepping down, that all of a sudden everybody found out that he was cognitively impaired, is preposterous. Now, for those of you that had family members or people in your life that have experienced this, you know exactly how this would come and go, and you'd have slow bouts of it, and it would get worse and worse and worse as time would go on. Now, here's the thing. My late girlfriend's mother and father, as they got older, wanted her, because she was a lawyer, to be the power of attorney, to make decisions for her, make decisions for the house, their finances, absolutely everything. So, and I think it was 2018, she became power of attorney for their health care, for absolutely everything. And it's something that you should look at and talk to a professional about, because it's a big deal. And it made it really easy for her to care for them when they started to show signs and get sick. Now, Lisa's dad died in 2019, but, you know, he would show bouts, you know, or he would tell the same story 4 and 5 times in the course of a meal. You would see things like that. You'd see issues. And the mom, who was super sharp, she was an activist. She did all these great things in her life. And that slipped once, you know, Bruce passed away, Lisa's dad passed away. So within about a year after Lisa's dad passed away, she started to show real signs of dementia. The thing that would blow me away was I would see her, and there would be times that she wouldn't remember things. And then I would see her at other times, and she'd be on top of her game. Did you get your speakers? Did they buy the tickets? Did you get that sponsor you wanted? She would know everything. And for you guys to sit there and not see that our president has been seriously compromised during this time is an absolute laughable situation. You know that this guy's, you know, all of a sudden just didn't happen with one debate that all of a sudden this guy fell apart. That's laughable. It's absolutely ridiculous to think about that. So the point is that I'm getting at is that you just cannot replace this guy. You just can't sit down and go, who are we going to get now? It doesn't work that way. There's been a machine, and this guy's been voted in office, him and Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala Harris here in California, everybody, you can think that she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. There's an issue, and I'll tell you a story about her in a second. But the point is that there are, I think it's 4 states where he's the guy on the ticket. He's going to be on the ticket. You cannot replace him. And I think 3 of those states are swing states. But I digress. Here is the situation that is the biggest problem. When you make a campaign contribution, you're making it towards a political, towards a person for a political party. There's basically a contract that you have with that. So to sit there and act like you're just going to, we're just going to give it to somebody else. No way. You gave the money to Joey and Kamala. Okay. So there is over $1 billion, $1 billion that would have to be returned if they get rid of her and him. You'd have to give all that money back and start all over again. Well, we're going to do that, Dan. It's the way to do it. No, you're not. Are you kidding? That's the last thing you're going to do. It's not going to happen. So they're stuck with this guy. Understand that. You're stuck with him. We're stuck with him. we've got another 6 months of this guy as our president, and it's only getting worse right now. But the thing about this is that you have to look at this, that this just didn't happen overnight. And for you people that have been lying to us and the media that have been lying to us, that's why channels like mine are popular, is people watch it because they're so fed up with being fed things that are not true right now, okay? So again, I don't care who you vote for. I really don't. That's not the point. But I'll tell you a story. My ex-wife's uncle was a huge Democratic contributor, huge. And I met Bill Clinton twice. I met Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, every political hack here in California, okay? And because of how much money this guy gave to the Democratic Party, okay? Didn't vote for these people. Okay, you guys probably figured that out by now. But my point was, I figured this out, it was 31 years ago. You know, my ex-wife's uncle was giving money to different Democratic fundraisers, and we got invited to certain things, which was interesting, okay? It was great, okay? Good food, all the celebrities of the time, and you'd go to these events. I went to Ron Burkle's house one night, who I think he owned Food for Less or Ralph's, one of them, maybe both of those companies, but went to this guy's mansion and met the leader of the free world, met Clinton, okay? But it was done in such a way that the money gets structured that gets given to him and gets given to Dianne Feinstein. So when they bought a ticket for my, you know, it was my girlfriend at the time, my ex-wife at the time, you know, that money gets accounted for. You just can't, you know, it's just not, you just don't give people money, campaign money, okay? And all the stories about Clinton were 100% true. This guy hit on my girlfriend. My late girlfriend was one of these stunning women that would walk into a room and just would turn heads. And she was 31 years ago, she was a freaking knockout. We walked in that room and we were at a table far, far away from the president and from her uncle, and they called us over and we walked over there, and then like out of a movie, I feel a hand on my chest and I'm like, and it was a Secret Service agent. Where are you going, sir? Oh, I'm going to meet her uncle. Okay, I don't want to say his first name because everybody will know who he is. So I said, okay. And then he says, oh, they're with me. Her uncle did. And he steps aside and... Yeah, isn't that nice? Lamborghini going fast in a parking lot. Anyways, he steps aside and the leader of the free world sitting there, Bill Clinton. So we're talking, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. We're having such a good time. And the wild thing was, I look over and my girlfriend at the time says, oh my God, look. And Clinton was making references to her. Okay, you look great. You look fantastic. That dress, that's a knockout. You look fantastic. And I was like, oh my God. And this is, guys, this is during the Paula Jones stuff. Okay, so I'm not trying to get political or crazy or anything like that, but I'm an eyewitness that guy do that at that event, okay? So God knows what her uncle paid for us to get those tickets. I don't know, back then, what, $2,500 a piece, $3,000, whatever it was for us to sit there and eat that food and meet the leader of the free world. But that guy was everything you've heard about him. He was charming, he was great. Hey, Bill Clinton, you know, got to shake his hand, okay? And you know, and before we left, he did it again. He was like, oh, my friends have laughed about this story for 30 years because it was, oh my God, the leader of the free world hit on your girlfriend. Isn't that funny? So it is funny. But again, guys, it was all structured. The money was structured. A year or two later, I remember it was during the OJ trial, okay? And the closing argument was gonna be delivered by Johnny Cochran. And we were at a fundraiser with Clinton. I met Al Gore and met Johnny Cochran, who was a really short guy. So, I mean, he was like, came up to me like this, and I was like, wow, Johnny Cochran, short. So that was right before OJ got off. So that, what would that make it? 94, I think that's when that was, or 95. Anyways, you know when the closing arguments were, because that's when it was. But once again, guys, this whole thing of them replacing this guy is not going to happen, okay? It's not gonna happen. So they're stuck with them. They know they're stuck with them, but the lie of being cognitively impaired and that this is, oh my gosh, it just happened out of the blue and we just realized he's not doing well. Come on, who believes that? Do you believe that? None of us believe that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Amy. Dr. Amy is a board-certified physician and natural nutritionalist who has spent her life trying to get people healthy with what they consume and put in their bodies. One thing that she has found is there are things that are considered health foods that really are not. And one thing that she found was that there's three foods in particular that we call health foods here in the United States, and in other countries they're actually banned. Cannot buy them because they're considered unhealthy. If you go to 3harmfulfoods.com/Dan, you can see her video and how she breaks this down. But once again, you can reverse this. You can do things to make yourself healthier. And just take a look at Dr. Amy's video today. Go to 3harmfulfoods.com/Dan and take a look at her video. But the natural aging process, your joint pain, your belly fat, your bloatedness, the your bad stomach can all be reversed. But you need to start by eliminating these things out of your diet. Check out Dr. Amy today. Use the link below. It's the absolute best place to get there. As I walk through this beautiful mall and I think about that poor woman that lost her life last week, it's horrible. It absolutely is, guys. But people are fed up with this. Target is finally letting people go after shoplifters right now, okay? I had a video sent to me of a real estate developer who was going to buy a Walgreens location. Just like I talked about, somebody bought the McDonald's location. This is great. Let me go buy a Walgreens. So the guy walked in there, and first thing in the morning, the place was beautiful, packed, employees smiling. Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming. And then he showed up, went and had breakfast. He said, let me go back by that store and check it out one more time. Goes back by there, and there are shelves completely depleted of merchandise. And he's like, hey, what happened? You guys have somebody come in and buy everything? No. We get a gang of thugs every day that come in and steal from us. He's like, oh, well, that's the end of this deal. Bye. Done. Okay, so he canceled that deal. This week, there was a smash and grab robbery 3 miles from where I'm standing, just up by the freeway. And it was a nice jewelry store, but one of the thugs smashed, you know, one of the jewelry cases, and guess what? Bled on the jewelry case. And guess what? Because he's a multiple offender, he got his DNA. So they're looking for this guy if he's not already in custody by the time this video goes live. But guys, enough is enough. You don't want to commit crime here in Orange County, California, because Todd Spitzer buys billboards and says, we're coming after you, and they will. But again, it doesn't make it better when somebody loses a life or a jewelry store gets taken from $900,000 worth of jewelry. That's what's happening right now. And we need to prosecute these criminals. You know, that's it. It's that simple. Final story is Kamala Harris. Her taking over. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in the medical space and we would have events, there would be other venues that would invite me to their events and I would reciprocate. Okay, but one thing that this one place did was we're going to have every Democratic candidate that is running for office, we're going to have them at our location. And I met Cory Booker, and they weren't my cup of tea, guys. One people I voted for. And I just was, you know, Lisa was sick during this time, so I had to spend time with her. And I got out of a lot of these. But the one story that they told me that was absolutely wild was the rudest person of them all was Kamala Harris. Treated the staff horribly, treated everybody awfully with this whole experience. Now, they reached out to her group and said, hey, she was running for president, remember, at one point? And they said, you need to tell us how many people are in your group and that you're going to bring. And they said, that's none of your business. We'll bring whoever we want. No, we need to do it for the fire marshal, because this place was on the 10th floor of a building that they own the entire floor, and they had to let the fire marshal know who was going to be there so they could have a head count. I'm not going to do that. None of your business how many people we're bringing. Just be ready for a big group. She brought three people, guys. Three people. Okay? So she's popular in your mind, okay? She's not popular in this state. She's not popular anywhere. So you guys have a problem with this. And the problem with it is that you just can't switch people out on these elections. It's not going to happen. And when you have $1 billion that's been donated to somebody, it has to be accounted for, and they have to be responsible for this money. Mark my words, okay? You're going to see some shenanigans attempted, but it's going to be interesting to see how this ends up. So, you know, again, it's not a political channel. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Please just enjoy yourself. But, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I was thinking about this, but I also was fascinated with the how do you raise money when you want to run for office? How do you raise money when you want to go public? How do you raise money when you want to borrow money from a private family investment firm? You know, I've learned all this stuff for various reasons, to help myself, to help clients, you know, and to make sure that people don't get screwed along the way. But this is not just going to be, we're going to come up with Dan. Dan's going to run for president now. It doesn't work that way, guys, okay? So please vote for me, okay? Please, write in, okay? Get half a dozen votes, maybe. Like, subscribe. Let me know what you think about this. And yes, Slick Willie hit on my girlfriend, okay? My ex-wife, okay? Hey, you look nice, okay? I saw that. I could elaborate on the story more, too. Have a great day. See you guys very soon. Stay safe. Stay very, very safe.